Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
I've got to give serious kudos to whoever it is who puts together the Irish version of the Sunday Times sports section. Yesterday's front page, somehow manages to make absolutely no mention whatsoever of the fact that England are playing a European Championship final that night. 26 positive cases in Springbok camp ahead of Lions series is one headline. Injury doubt over Finn Russell screams another. And Kerry outclassed Tip to set up Munster final against Cork. These are the headlines. Sure, 10 pages inside about the big match sent over across the water, no doubt. Can't control what they send us over. We can be damn sure that shit's not making it onto the front page. Welcome to Monday's Quick Hit, Second Captain's Podcast. Hi, Murph.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
I'm all right. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Very well, how are you? We're
banned from mentioning the Euro final on this podcast as well. Is that what you're saying?
Ah, we can mention it. It's all good. I mean, we did do a bit
it
now
is
and
hard.
A half,
Yeah, it is hard to think about anything else. Even, and I say that even as a man who watched probably about 8 hours of live GA this weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, to get Finn Russell on the front page of your sports section.
Yeah, I gotta say, there's some mental gymnastics required to make Finn Russell the story of this weekend.
And bear in mind, this is Irish newspaper. What do you expect? Yes, the Irish offshoot of an English newspaper. But listen, I mean, I'm saying that's a fine job. Our own Euro 2020 show is out right now. The real big question asked was, is Gareth Southgate finished as England manager after last night?
You're going to say it's a hot take. You know, it's like I'm trying to become some kind of a controversialist. You know, I'm just talking nonsense, trying to get attention, trying to get clicks. But that's not what I'm doing here. And I mean, it is a hot take, but it is also what I genuinely believe. Mm. Like he has his credibility is now fatally damaged, and it's only going to get worse. The longer he's there, it's only going to get worse. Mm. So if I was him, I'd step away.
But you were half hoping. I mean, that podcast went out a little late for people because we were waiting for the press conference just to see if by any chance Southgate might fall on his sword.
there
was because it because last night, you know, if you saw his interviews last night, he was being asked about Qatar, and he's like, "Well, you know, we don't talk about that. We'll have to think about that," and so on. And I kind of thought, well, maybe he's going to walk away because, well, look, you know, again, we did an hour and a half, but yeah. Maybe I didn't explain myself clearly enough. I'm not just saying this because, like, oh, you know, here's a controversial opinion. I honestly think this is true. Like, this is going to become a thing that festers over the next while. So. And I think it's hard to get it back. I mean, the one thing Southgate does have in his favour is that lots of people did commit so fully to talking about how he'd like effectively reinvented leadership. That, you know, maybe there'll be a certain element of residual sort of loyalty as a result of that overcommitment. But those types of things, Owen, in this amnesiac world we live in, don't mean as much as maybe they once did.
Well, speaking of controversialists, Conor McGregor was back in the octagon in the early hours of Sunday morning, but not for long. His fight against Dustin Poirier was ended after one round with McGregor having broken his leg. And McGregor kept a classy post-fight. This is, dare I say it, not suitable for work.
I was boxing the bleeding head off him, kicking the bleeding leg off him. Usual shite, dive to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a bollocks.
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs, hey baby. Hit me back up on chat, you let alone. We'll be at the after party, the Wynn nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little hoe. Fuck him.
Connor, you missed with a punch and stepped back. Tell us what you felt. Tell us what you thought was going on.
Just the thing had separated and my bleeding landed on the wonky leg like Anderson Silva that time. Something similar to that. It's a fucking mad hell business. Fuck's sake.
I can't help but feel the aura around this athlete is not what it once was. This master media performer is now reduced to that scene.
But like, I mean, I saw a bit of the press conference on Thursday. And I just thought he's just phoning this in, you know, to such a, like when you compare it to a few years back, what was happening in those types of things, even his, you know, bombast and so on before the fights was just on another level of commitment, you know, and this, it was so clearly like just the light's gone out of my eyes. I'm here because I'm going to make a lot of money. Poirier's the same, you know, like it's not over. Poirier's like, yeah, we're gonna fight again. You know, Poirier's like, yeah, I'll do as many of these fights as we can realistically do.
Get out, as many
I'm
as we can.
I'm quite happy
with.
to keep turning up and easily beating this guy. And he's happy to turn up, I guess, and get beaten because we all get paid a lot of money. Like, I mean, is that going to be the case? Like, is it going to just continue to work that way? I don't know, to be honest, if McGregor can keep doing that. But, like, to be honest, at each point, one of the things that he did say in the press conference was when he did look more engaged than at various other points, was someone asked the question, when are you going to be a billionaire? And he said, by the time I'm 35, I'm 32 now. I think he's 33, like, in, you know, next week or something. So he's given himself 2 years to become a billionaire. Maybe he can do it. I mean, we kind of got reached a point where someone has got, like, if you've got so much money, you just can't help but make more and more money. I mean, has he reached that zone? I don't know.
I did get a bit, stumped during the week when I went on US Murph's show on KMBR Radio to talk about the Euros final. And he lobbed in a question at the behest of his producer about the big McGregor fight at the weekend.
And you're like, wow. Oh, I didn't know he was fighting.
Unlike you, Ken, I had not been following the press conferences and I wasn't particularly well up on it. But, you make that quick calculation. Do I bullshit it here or...
Yeah.
I mean, US Murph admitted that he has essentially done that on occasion on our show. talked around
so
the subject. And
he had it coming.
Rescue him.
He had it coming.
So,
on
yeah, maybe he just wanted to get me back. So no, I essentially said, Brian, this Euros, it's just been a hell of a Euros. And then I started talking about how great the Euros has been and going into a lot of detail on that. You know, I answered a different question, very politically. I answered a different question to what I was asked. So in answer to your question, Brian, my head just hasn't been in the game of Conor McGregor. He doesn't dominate the airwaves like he did 5 years ago whenever.
Well, that much is true. Which is true.
So there you go.
It is still kind of weird that somewhere in the world Conor McGregor is still making headlines, though. I mean,
well, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, is it not obvious what you said about this Dustin Poirier this rivalry to end all rivalries? I mean, I suppose if he wins one more, he can probably get beaten three more times by Poirier. So it's a bet worth taking.
Well, he's won. Has he won one fight in the last 5 years or something? You know, it hasn't been good. But like, but against that, like he's, you know, he was the top earning athlete in the world last year. Mm. Like he had he topped the Forbes list. Now it's mostly because he sold his share in a whiskey company, which was like, I can't remember the exact figures, but he was making more money than, you know, Messi, Ronaldo, these guys. Like, I mean, you know, it's not sport, I guess, but it is success of a kind. So, you know. That seems to be what he's focused on these days. I mean, I don't find it that exciting. Like, I'm sure that to be top of the Forbes list is like, is a great feeling when you're the person who is on top, but it's just not the kind of thing that really excites me as a sort of sports fan. Like, whoa, you know, have you seen how much money this guy made? This is unbelievable. Like, let me click on more of his videos. I don't really feel that way. So, I do feel like it's kind of... the whole thing's subsiding. He seems about ready to move on from it as well, to be honest. So we'll we'll see what his next move is.
The Lions tour limps on to Cape Town this week. South Africa A is going to be the opposition. We're going to cover everything that's been going on in detail on Wednesday's show for World Service members. First time we've had Shane Horgan involved since this slightly shambolic Lions tour got underway. We're also going to be talking Gaelic football tomorrow, I believe, Murph. The champions, or the championship weekend, I should say, got the shot in the arm it needed with Paddy McBrady kicking out winner for Donegal deep into injury time against Derry. And the draw, we might hold that for tomorrow a little bit, but the draw for the hurling qualifiers has been made today, and it's thrown a bit of a dinger.
Well, pretty much from the second the four losers were known last weekend, Clare and Wexford and Galway and, my goodness, I've forgotten the other, and Cork. Once those four teams were in a the pot, everyone was just like, well, it's going to be Clare and Wexford. And every Twitter bore in the country called it. We have a draw on the Radio 1 this morning, and that's exactly how it worked out. So the Davy Fitzgerald-Brian Lowen rivalry we've talked about before. Davy in charge of Wexford, Brian Lowen in charge of his native Clare, former teammates now basically at daggers drawn. The last time these two teams met in the league, it turned out Wexford had a positive COVID case in their ranks. After the game, two Clare players were somehow identified as close contacts of that Wexford player, even though none of his Wexford teammates were so categorised. Clare spent quite a bit of the following week trying to figure out how that happened. So that's done nothing to dampen the animosity between the two squads anyway, that's for damn sure. So that game is live next Saturday on Sky, Clare against Wexford. And it's obviously it's a huge game in and of itself, but the draw was really significant today as well, because Cork and Galway got by, Waterford play Laois next weekend as well. Clare and Wexford obviously have that huge game. The winners, so Waterford, we presume Waterford will take care of Laois, and the winners of Wexford and Clare will have to play 4 weeks in a row to get to an All-Ireland final. And that's actually a huge problem, I think, because they'll have to play one of Cork or Galway, followed by a provincial final loser, so that's either Tipperary or Dublin, followed by a provincial champion to get to an All-Ireland final. And that actually just looks like too much for two of, when I'm talking about Clare and Wexford here, like they're actually two of the smaller squads in the All-Ireland Championship at the moment. So I think that's actually a huge problem. And it might actually be an insurmountable problem for Clare and Wexford. Cork and Galway did as well as they could out of it. Getting that bye means it's only 3 weeks in a row for them, so they don't play next weekend. They play the weekend after. Waterford Laois, as I say, is the other game in round one of the qualifiers. So the qualifier side of things, it's not easy in there, that's for sure. But all you could hope for was that you miss next weekend. Clare and Wexford and Waterford and Laois, unfortunately, did not get that break. So it's Cork and Galway that are happiest this morning.
Just to be very clear on this, with Clare and Wexford, we're very much into straight up don't like each other territory.
Oh, I mean, that was 3 months ago. what's happened since, like, the COVID case is just, like, that's just sent everything absolutely nuclear. So that's going to get a mention, is all I'm saying. I mean, it might not get much of a mention in public, but, I mean, you know, two of our players somehow got chalked out as close contacts of a Wexford player who had COVID during our match.
There were similar whispers around, remember, the England-Scotland. There's just one or two whispers. Who exactly identified these two England players as close contacts?
Yeah, I mean, it's you are talking about a Euro 2020 game where there's, like, you know, 70 cameras or whatever, cameras in the tunnel, all sorts of things going on. Whereas what was happening with Clare and Wexford was, like, you know, it was on TG Carr, I think. It may not actually have been shown live on TG Carr. It was, like, you know, Allianz League Sunday. And, you know, there are two different budgets at play here, is all I'm saying, between live coverage of the UEFA Euro 2020 Championships and Allianz League Sunday. So rather fewer cameras in Cusack Park that day. And yet somehow the Clare players got identified. So, tasty, Ewan. Very, very tasty.
We've got Football Championship chat coming up tomorrow, Lions during the week, and loads
Paddy,
more.
I hope we're going to talk about Paddy McBrady, Ewan.
We are. Ooh. I'm holding you. This is meant to tease people a little
bit. Sorry,
you
know? Owen. I apologise. I shot from the hip there. You know how I operate. I'm sorry.
You can sign up on secondcaptains.com for €5 a month plus VAT. The big thanks also to everybody who is already a member. You're making these podcasts happen. And your support was vital to the making of Where is George Gibney, which has picked up another award. Yeah, it's won gold at the British Podcast Awards in the Moment of the Year category. This is to go with the gongs. It's already picked up at the Rock. I just always want to say the word gong.
Yeah, you had a chance and you took it out. Well done.
Yeah. It's picked up gongs at the Rockies in Canada, the Webbies in the US, and the Justice Media Awards here at home. So incredible recognition for an amazing podcast series. That's it for this little podcast. Thanks, Murph. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, thanks so Owen. Much. And thank you, Carol.
Chat to you during the week.
Trippier on the right-hand side. Trippier with a cross towards the back post. Shaw scores on the volley! England lead in the second minute of the final.
And it's laces from Shaw. In off the near post. No chance for Donnarumma. What a start from England.
A rientrare, pallone in mezzo ancora. Lo gira Cristante, poi la palla in porta. Palo! Rete! Conga! E Leonardo Bonucci, il grinta!
Have done very well to get this far, and it is penalties. Penalties. Here comes Belotti, and Pickford saves down to his left.
Now Rashford, quasi adagio, ferma palo fuori, 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 fuori.
Jadon Sancho comes up, a little delay, and it's saved by Donnarumma.
La prende Donnarumma!
So Jorginho now sets up, and there's the little delay, and Pickford saved it! Oh my goodness, down to his right!
La presa!
Oh!
Incredibile! La presa Pickford.
Have you ever?
La presa Pickford. La presa Pickford. Incredibile. La presa Pickford.
So Bukayo Saka now, the 19-year-old. Saka is already waiting. It's not a long run-up. Here he comes. Oh, he
siamo!
Donnarumma
siamo! Campioni d'Europa! 23-54 minuti in Italia! L'Italia è campione d'Europa per la seconda volta nella sua storia!
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.